Welcome to the Side Hustlepreneur Podcast, where business, faith, and inspiration connect to all things side hustle related. My name is Faye, aka the Side Hustlepreneur, and I created this platform for everyday individuals like you to learn how to monetize your God-given skills and talents. So gather around, turn up the volumes, and let's get started. What's going on, Side Hustle family? Hope you guys have been enjoying your week. Thank you all so much for tuning in since the relaunch of the podcast. Honestly, I'm truly thankful for you guys' support, your listenership, your DMs, just all of that. I'm truly, truly grateful. Now, if you're new to this side of the podcast, every third Wednesday of the month is Faith Wednesdays, which means we're diving into the scripture just a little bit to connect it to our entrepreneurial journey. Can I be honest with you guys? Lean forward for a secret. One of the reasons I was hesitant on bringing the podcast back was because of this section right here. I hadn't been consistent in my word as I used to be, so I was kind of just like, well, God, how am I going to do this part? You know, when I first started this podcast, connecting biblical principles to building a business was one of the core foundations, so there was no way I was pulling it out. And I wasn't about to come out here faking and just pulling scriptures from anywhere to put something together for the sake of the podcast. So all that to say, I knew I had to get myself together if I knew I really wanted to bring this podcast back. And truthfully, I'm still not where I fully desire to be. I'm one of those people who I really enjoy like historical context. I love to be able to read the scripture, understand what was going on at that time, and connect the both of them together. So that's like my overall like goal when it comes to like reading my Bible and really understanding it. So I want to build myself up to that point. And just, I mean, to be honest, just overall be in my word a whole lot more. Now, with that being said, today I'm focusing on Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. And if you've read the title of the podcast, you should already know where I'm headed. So in Joshua 1, the chapter starts off talking about how Moses has passed away, and God is now talking to his assistant, Joshua, about it being his time to take over and lead the Israelites to the land he's given them. And so as God is talking to him and giving him these instructions, he repeatedly tells him to be strong and courageous. So within these verses, God says to be strong and courageous like three times, and I will be with you twice, which clearly means this is an important part of the story. So I'm just going to read a little bit, and you know, you guys can pull it up and read it on your own a little later. But the word says, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all these instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So while I'm reading that, I felt like God was literally telling Joshua, here's your key to success. In order to lead these people successfully, I need you to be strong and courageous. Obey my instructions, meditate on my words, and don't deviate from it all at all. And, you know, remember, I'm with you. So I'm reading, I'm like, okay, this is pretty straightforward. Like God done given him the keys to success. Like he knows what to do. And of course, from the outside looking in, I'm thinking this is pretty easy. How lucky is Joshua for God to be telling him literally every single thing, right? And then I began thinking about my own life and how often I shrink with the very things God has instructed me to do and the very things he calls me to walk in courageously, right? And it's just so funny how when you're reading something, you know, from the outside looking in, it seems easy. But when you're actually living the life, it's like, maybe not so much. And I believe that God created each of us with purpose and with tools and with skills that He wants us to go out into the world courageously using them. But again, we shrink, or at least I can speak for myself, we shrink so often that sometimes that doesn't even happen. Now, a couple of podcast shows back on episode 5, I actually talked about Moses and how when God called him to lead the people, Moses had all the excuses in the world of why he couldn't do it. And God basically told him, if I told you to do something, I got you. Now, of course, I'm paraphrasing here, but you can check out episode 5 for a little bit of that breakdown. I believe in this moment when it was time for Joshua to raise up for the task he was getting ready to take on, being strong and courageous was essential, as was being obedient and immersed in the book of instruction. It's one thing to be confident about who God called you to be. It's another thing to spend time with God, reading His word and communing with Him so that He can give you a clear instruction about your personal life. I love that God reminding Joshua that He is with him everywhere and will never fail or abandon him. And it's like, it's easy to say, how lucky was Joshua? But it's like, how much more lucky are we knowing God's promises still ring true to today? The fact that everything that He has called us to become, who He's called us to become, who, what He's trusted us with, all of that, we know that He's saying, I've given this to you and I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to fail you or abandon you. And so, as I said earlier, just like Joshua, I believe that God has called us to be confident in the very skills and gifts He's given us. And knowing that, you know, God is with us in everything we do is the permission we need to walk boldly in our purpose in this 2023 year. So here's my takeaway and how I'm applying Joshua chapter 1 to my personal life. Number one, I'm walking in faith and confidence with my business, knowing God is the one who's given me this idea. And number two, I'm diving into my word more and keeping scriptures close to my heart. I don't know about you guys, but I want to know God as much as I can. I want to know Him on a deeper, much more intimate level. I personally want to be in full alignment with God, and I don't want nothing outside of that, okay? So that's it. I know this, you know, this podcast was short. You guys know when I do my individual ones, it's usually pretty short, but that's it. That's the focus of the year. I'd personally love to hear how you're being strong and courageous in this 2023 year. You know, what steps are you taking to succeed in your business? As always, the DMs are open, so let's chat soon. Until next time, guys. Toodles.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Side Hustlepreneur podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to rate and review the podcast. And if you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? To keep up with me outside of the podcast, you can follow me on Instagram at the Side Hustle Podcast, or you can join the Side Hustle family by subscribing to my weekly newsletter at thesidehustlepreneur.com. See you next time.